Speaking at a forum organized by the Rift Valley Institute, a non-profit organization working in conflict-affected countries in Africa, representatives from the various groups expressed a genuine concern for brokering an agreement that guarantees peace for the 2.5-year-old nation. Mediators drawn from member states of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, IGAD, a regional trading bloc of 8 countries meeting in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, negotiated a ceasefire on Thursday. IGAD members were drawn into the brutal conflict following reports that Ugandan troops were battling alongside government forces loyal to President Salva Kiir. Reverend James Ninru of the Presbyterian Church of Sudan questions the neutrality of the peace process if Uganda, a key member of the IGAD, took sides in the conflict.
As civil society, we really condemn any negative intervention into the South Sudanese affairs, because that is inviting more crisis. So for that, we are not for it, and it's not helping the situation. And we are even questioning the role of Uganda or any country from the East Africa or from IGAD that is taking side and also want to sit on the table mediating people.
But Kenya's Foreign Affairs Cabinet Secretary Amina Mohamed says Ugandan troops are deployed in South Sudan to provide security to vital state installations such as airports. She said the IGAD negotiation team to South Sudan was credible enough to carry on with the peace talks between President Kiir and his former Vice President Riek Machar.
On the presence of Uganda in South Sudan, what I can tell you is this, that when we had the IGAD summit here, if you look at the communique, the efforts to protect installations such as the airport and other major installations were efforts that were welcomed because we felt that that would provide an opportunity to actually take humanitarian assistance into the Republic of South Sudan. That if those installations are not protected, it would be much more difficult to convince flights into South Sudan.
Pundits say that violence sparked a political dispute between Mr. Kiir and his former deputy on December 15th that escalated into full-scale ethnic conflict. Jock Madut Jock, co-founder of Sud Institute, an independent research organization based in South Sudan, says the issues and the solution are complex.
You have to build into that final agreement a lot of mechanisms that will ensure the crafting together a country that will avoid such things in the future. You need to give room to justice and accountability for acts of violence that have been committed in the course of this war. You need to address the injuries that have been done on the relationships between various communities, ethnic groups, so that they are able to repair these ethnic relations. In that way, people will invest in the idea that they are citizens in the nation, not citizens in their tribes. You need to work on the constitution so that the country, the constitution of the nation represents the aspirations of every sector of the population so that every citizen has a stake in the country.
Ms. Apuk Mayan, a South Sudanese diplomat working to increase women's participation in formal peace processes, warns that the world's newest nation may be falling apart.
Unfortunately, we thought that we would learn from our neighbors. But we are almost repeating same mistakes as the mistakes that we've seen in other African countries. I think that the nation-state construct and its imposition on African states have failed. And I think it has failed because we fail to recognize that our tribes are actually political organizations. They have their own superstructure. That we need to ask ourselves, do we impose a system on an existing system without reconciling them? Doesn't it necessarily just reject it? And doesn't it necessarily erupt? I think these are questions that we need to think about as people who are concerned about state building and nation building in South Sudan.
The United Nations say thousands of people were killed in the fighting and hundreds of thousands have been driven from their homes. For VOA News, this is Ruben Chama in Nairobi.